Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm joined by two guests who have memorably locked horns on Uncensored before, the author of Rabbi Shmuley and the Young Turks host and creator Cenk Uygur. Two friends of the show, and I hope we can keep this, at the very least, respectful. Are you prepared to watch the IDF kill in Rafah to avenge what happened on October the 7th? You're a rabbi.
Rabbi.
Hamas are Nazis with GoPros. Young Turks is essentially the Hitler Youth.
I don't like Hamas. I don't want Hamas to win. Hamas made us murder your children, made us murder your women. No, they didn't. You did that. Anti-Semite.
You don't know any history whatsoever. Cenk doesn't know basic facts.
Candace Owens' critique of Israel is perfectly legitimate.
She says that the First Lady of France has male genitalia and testicles and says as a man. She said that she would stake her whole reputation on that last week. Listen, stop your ad hominems. I want to ask one question, Pierce.
Rabbi, let him speak.
I have one question. Pierce,
hey, he won't shut up.
This is a catastrophe.
I don't know what you want me to tell you. I'm never coming on with him again.
Come on, Cenk.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has again defied international criticism, warning an IDF offensive in Rafah is inevitable and will last for several weeks. Israel says that not invading the city of 1.5 million people, many of whom, of course, are refugees from elsewhere in Gaza, means admitting defeat to Hamas. Critics, including many of Israel's allies, fear it means many thousands more innocent lives will now be lost. To debate this, I'm joined by two guests who have memorably locked horns on Uncensored before. One of them has been on the sharp end of significant criticism lately, including from me. More on that later. But I'm joined now by the author of The Israel Warrior and Kosher Sex, Rabbi Shmuley, and the Young Turks host and creator, Cenk Uygur. Well, welcome to both of you. Cenk, let me ask you first of all, a lot of heat coming from America towards Benjamin Netanyahu, with Chuck Schumer basically implying that he should be replaced as leader in a new election as soon as possible. What do you make of that?
Yeah, it's unprecedented. I think people need to understand what a giant deal this is. The leadership of either party, Democrats or Republicans, have never, ever broken with Israel. Chuck Schumer is one of the biggest supporters of Israel in the whole country. For him to come out and say enough is enough, you've got to turn around, you've got to call new elections, and Netanyahu is damaging Israel is an enormous moment in American-Israeli relations. And he's not alone. Thomas Friedman, also an enormous Israeli supporter, wrote an article in the New York Times saying that Israel is now radioactive. And so these are not enemies of Israel. And the same goes for me. Allies of Israel saying, please, turn around, because this is not good for, like, look, I care deeply about the Palestinians. I'm not sure that the Schumers of the world or the Bidens of the world have ever shown that. But all of us care about Israel as well. And this is catastrophic for Israel's reputation. And you do not want Israel to be alone in the world again. 21,000 women and children have been slaughtered at a minimum. Now 1.1 million Palestinians are starving as we speak now. You must turn around. Otherwise, this is horrific, not just for those starving, innocent human beings, but also for Israel itself.
Rabbi Shmuley, I mean, you've been obviously extremely passionate in your support of what Israel's been doing in response to that terror attack on October the 7th. But attacking Rafah, which is a refugee camp right now with 1.5 million people, the vast majority of whom are completely innocent people, many, many, many hundreds of thousands of women and children. This is going to be a catastrophe if Netanyahu goes ahead with attacking Rafah, isn't it?
The catastrophe for the Palestinian people is Hamas, Hamas, Hamas. If Israel does not destroy the last two military battalions who are encamped in Rafah, who, without whom there cannot be more terror attacks, will have peace in the Middle East. It's a catastrophe for the Palestinians, whose food was stolen for 18 years before this war by the leadership, Ismail Haniyeh, who's worth $7 billion. Where was the outrage of Cenk Aygur back then? How is it that these guys are flying around in private jets while the Palestinians were suffering for 18 years with no hope? This is not about caring about the Palestinians. It's about pure anti-Semitism. Let's look at March 14th, 2024, a date that will live in infamy in the annals of the United States Senate, where a Senate majority leader called for regime change of the only democracy in the Middle East. By the way, I want to congratulate, you know, Vladimir Putin, a real nail-biter yesterday, where he only won by 90% of the vote. Schumer did not call for regime change in Russia. He didn't call for regime change. Bashar al-Assad, Israel's next-door neighbor, who killed 600,000 Arabs. He didn't call for regime change in Turkey. You know, my friend Cenk was born in Turkey, where you have the Turkish tyrant Erdogan, who slaughters and imprisons journalists. He didn't call for regime change in
so
Qatar.
So what does that tell you? What does that tell you? Okay, but Rabbi Shmuley, what does that tell you about the strength of feeling in America amongst senior politicians about what its great ally Israel is currently doing? Their initial full-scale support.
It's a fair question, Pierce. And by the way, thank you for having me on again. Mm. It tells me that President Biden, who's a good man, but he's 81 years old, has allowed one city in the United States, Dearborn, Michigan. Michigan is the critical swing state, where you have a congresswoman named Rashida Tlaib, who is a dyed-in-the-wool anti-Semite, not anti-Israel, a Jew-hater. He has allowed one city to dictate the presidential election. This is all about presidential politics, and Chuck Schumer allowed himself to be Joe Biden's court Jew. They needed a Jew to get on the Senate floor and say that the people of Israel will no longer be a democracy. You know, to my friend Cenk, the last time we were on, I said to him, you withdrew your presidential campaign. I'm sorry that you were outpolled by even, you know, SpongeBob SquarePants, but you went back from your presidential campaign. If you want, you could run as the chief information officer for Hamas because you parrot their lies about Israel's being genocidal. But I will tell you one thing. How is it that people do not care one bit that the leadership of Hamas have stolen the future of the Palestinian people for 18 years, and only when Hamas is destroyed and removed...
All right, Rabbi Shmuley, I think, look, a lot of people will share your concern about what Hamas has done in those 18 years. They will also think that Netanyahu has basically admitted that he was perfectly happy with Hamas running Gaza because it separated the Palestinians from Hamas and the Palestinian Authority. But you haven't, in all that rant you've just unleashed about this, you haven't actually answered my question. And I will make it, you know, personal to you. You're a rabbi. When you see a refugee camp, that is what it is. When you see a refugee camp with 1.5 million people, they've all been sent there and displaced there by Israel, by the bombardment in the north. When you see this and you see Netanyahu saying, we're going to go in for several weeks, surely you don't think this is a good idea for Israel, that you're going to see the wholesale slaughter of innocent women and children?
You know, it's a fair question. Again, Pierce, let me be clear. War is horrible. War is terrible. Israel has said that they will move those 1.5 million civilians, but war is always terrible. Has Netanyahu made mistakes, especially when he allowed Qatar to continue to give Hamas $1 billion a year. Yes, he did make those mistakes. I'm personally friendly with Netanyahu. I was critical of that decision at the time. I remain really? So. But let's be clear. Without 700,000 Americans dying in the Civil War, which is atrocious, we might have had slavery, God forbid. If we didn't destroy Nazi Germany, there was starvation in Berlin. Innocent, beautiful German children. They weren't Nazis. Those who were conscripted into the Hitler Youth. And by the way, Young Turks is essentially the Hitler Youth. I don't know why Cenk uses that name still. He's going back. They were the ones who perpetrated the Armenian genocide. These German children were not responsible. Japanese children were not responsible. Japanese children were not responsible. But without destroying Hamas, there will be war for the next 100 years.
And let me just say that you've gone once again very ad hominem with the other guest. When he hadn't on you.
I'm not going ad hominem. You cannot use a genocidal name for your podcast.
Let me go to Cenk.
I'm sorry.
Cenk, your response.
Yeah. Yeah, look, Piers, I wasn't supposed to come on with this guy. I was supposed to come on with a different guest. I'm never coming on with him again. He's all he has is ad hominem. So you ask him about 21 to 25,000 women.
Are you really that afraid of
me
that
every time
you lose a debate, you say you're not going to come on?
Let him speak, please.
Come on, Cenk.
Let him speak.
Cenk, you ran for president.
Let him speak, please, Rabbi Shmuley.
Come on, you can't run.
Rabbi, let him speak. Cenk.
Okay, Rabbi Shmuley says he wants to murder more women and children, and then calls us genocidal because we're trying to protect women and children both in Israel and in Palestine. You see me sticking up for Israel when Hamas attacks. You see me criticizing Hamas, saying they're terrible, I don't agree with them. You see me trying to protect innocent lives on both sides. Then this guy comes on. He says, kill more Palestinians. We killed, 700,000, he said, in another war. So are you going to go to 700,000 in Gaza?
The Rabbi Civil War, Shmuley. For God's sake. I wish you knew a little bit of American history.
Rabbi Shmuley, who says murder, murder. That's all this rabbi.
Genocidal,
I've got to say
Jews
one more
are murderers,
thing.
Jews
no,
are killers.
No, shut up.
Pierce, can I ask this man one question? The man
no,
ran for president.
No, you can't ask anything. All you ever do is lie.
Shut up and everything. Listen, stop your ad hominems. I want to ask one question, Pierce, of
my Chicago. Ad hominems.
If you care about the Palestinians, I have one question. Why don't you call, Cenk, for the unconditional surrender of Hamas today, the release of the hostages, and the war will be over. I am challenging you now to call for the unconditional surrender of
Hamas. And
will
I'm not going to answer
so
any of your
stupid
questions.
Will you do so or not?
No, I'm not entertaining this
Pierce,
fool
why won't
of a man.
He answer the question?
Okay,
Pierce,
he
why
won't
won't he answer
shut
the question?
Up. No, there's no talking to this guy.
Let me check. No let me ask Cenk. I want to play you a clip, Cenk, of Netanyahu at the weekend. This is what he said.
Okay, can I just, before you do, Pierce?
Yeah.
Look, I hope that everybody in the audience understands that this guy isn't helping Israel at all. He's putting a very, very ugly face to Israel, and I hope that you don't make the mistake out in the audience of thinking that everyone in
well,
Israel...
Well, I'm going to come...
Oh, God forbid. Hold on! Let me finish!
Yeah.
Or that anyone else that is Jewish thinks anything like your Rabbi Shmuley does. My Jewish friends are horrified by the death toll.
Do me a favor, Cenk.
Rabbi
Cenk,
doesn't care. The rabbi doesn't care
killers.
At all. He's
come
the most
on,
immoral
don't,
man
don't,
I have ever
don't,
met in my
speak
life.
Over each
cannot,
other.
You cannot be...
Okay,
wait a second.
No,
I asked him a simple question.
Let Piers ask the question.
I would like to play what Netanyahu said and ask Cenk for his reaction. Here we are from Fox News.
When people tell us don't go into Rafah, that's like telling the Allies, listen, don't go into Berlin, leave a quarter of the Nazi army intact. You know, that's ridiculous. You know, if we leave a quarter of the Hamas fighting terrorist battalions in place, they'll regroup, reconquer Gaza, and in fact, perpetrate once again what they vow to do, which is to repeat the October 7th massacre over and over and over again.
Cenk, your reaction to that?
Yeah, so this guy has been justifying the slaughter of Palestinians from day one. You have to understand something. In order for Israel to get peace, which should be the goal of its leaders and its citizens, and it is certainly of its citizens, but I don't know, definitely not its leaders at this point in time. You have to get the peace as you did with Egypt. With Egypt, there are no more bombs. You've had peace for over 40 years. And all of the doubters and all the right-wingers and all the warmongers told you, oh, Egypt will never listen. Egypt will keep trying to kill you. Egypt's going to try to kill all the Jews. But they didn't. The warmongers were lying to you, just like they're lying to you today. And why are they doing that? They're doing it because they want to remain in power. Netanyahu knows the minute that this war, and by the way, it's not just Netanyahu, it's also the leaders of Hamas. They should have taken a truce, a ceasefire earlier. They held it up on absurd grounds of not releasing the names of the hostages. So the leaders on both sides profit from this war, but the citizens of Israel are the only people who can change it. The way you get to peace is doing a peace deal. This endless war and the endless occupation is going to prevent you from having the safe haven for Jews that you have desired and deserved all of these years. For God's sake, turn around, not just for the Palestinians, but for the Israelis, so you could finally get the peace. If you do not free the Palestinians, look, I know there's PTSD from the Holocaust.
Pierce, Israel's acting in a blind rage at this point.
But the Palestinians are not Nazis. They're the Jews. They're the same as the Jews, horribly victimized.
Pierce.
Wake up, Israel. Don't do the same thing that was done to you.
Pierce, I must respond. These emotional tirades of Cenk Uygur, who sadly, and I'm not saying this to be ad hominem, when we were last on, I begged him, just read a Wikipedia page.
His name is Cenk Uygur, for starters.
The Camp David Accords of 1979, which led to the peace with Egypt, was all predicated on a catastrophic military defeat by the Egyptians launched by Anwar Sadat on the 6th of October, 1973, Yom Kippur War, where Sadat thought he'd be victorious, and in the end, his third army was completely encircled. They were going to be destroyed, and then Sadat came to the conclusion, definitively, that the only way to proceed is through peace because militarism was destroyed. That's what led to peace. The same was true of World War II with Nazism. The same was true with Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Terrible, terrible events that with Japanese imperialism. There will be no peace until Hamas is destroyed militarily, and my Palestinian brothers and sisters, who are not genocidal, but Hamas is, Nazis with GoPros, when militarism is destroyed completely, then the Palestinians
will come with a real peace offer, knowing
that arms do not work.
Okay, but one question.
Cenk Uygur, Cenk Uygur just said she never heard of the civil war, for starters.
All right, so get his name right. My point to you, Rabbi Shmuley, is this. How many more...
By the way, I apologize for that. I'm sorry, Cenk.
How many more innocent people are you prepared to watch the IDF kill in Rafah in the next few weeks to avenge what happened on October the 7th? Because it is going to be...
Not one. I don't want one innocent Palestinian.
But there are going to be thousands more killed.
As much as a Jewish child. But they will... If Hamas continues in power, the Palestinians will continue to be brutalized. LGBTQ Palestinians will be castrated. Young Palestinian teenagers will be murdered by their brothers or their cousins for just having a boyfriend at 16. They will die at Hamas's hand for the next 100 years if Israel does
not destroy it.
Just like Assad killed 600,000 Arabs.
Why would you expect people in Gaza, after all this, not to want to exact bloody revenge for what is going on in their country? Because the IDF has spent months and months and months flatlining Gaza, and you're now about to attack a refugee camp with 1.5 million people in it. Why would you think that doing that is not actually going to present to Israel going forward a worse security threat? Because most independent analysts think it is.
Because my Palestinian brothers and sisters are as human as I, and they have the same ambitions for their children, for their future. They know that Hamas was elected to a 4-year term. They're in their 19th year term. They were supposed to share power with the Palestinian Authority. They took the Palestinian Authority officials, threw them off of rooftops and murdered them, and then took $150 billion in international aid and bought private jets for their leaders. They understand that ultimately, that's why even when you see the worst news outlets interviewing Palestinians, they say they're suffering, and they are, because of Hamas. But notice they almost never criticize Israel because they know Hamas brought this war upon them. And I challenge Cenk one more time if he wants to respond, since he says he'll never debate me again. And I wouldn't if he was either, because he doesn't know basic information. Cenk, why do you not call right now for Hamas to surrender unconditionally? They provoked this war October 7th and released the hostages.
All right, well,
will you call for that now
or not? You know what? It's a legitimate question. Cenk, your response to that question.
Okay, yeah, but let's just be clear. I'm never going to go on with him again, not because he is a good debater. It's because he's a horrible debater. It's like talking to an ad hominem machine, just one insult after another, not attached to any reality or facts. Okay, now on Hamas. Guys, how many times do I have to say, I don't like Hamas. I don't want Hamas to win. I don't want Hamas to be in power. I want him to surrender. I want him to give all the hostages. That's so easy.
Well, that's a clear answer.
Hold on. That's a super clear answer. And do you know what created Hamas? The occupation. Because when you oppress people and you put them in an open-air prison and you take away all their rights and you make them subjugated to another set of people, then radicalism and extremism rises up. What did you think was going to rise up? Gandhi, did you think that moderates were going to rise up when you put 5 million people in an open-air prison, bomb them whenever you like, and starve them whenever you like? Of course they're going to go to extremists who say revenge.
Hamas was democratically elected in 2006. Can you just let me answer a question? Doesn't know basic facts. They were democratically elected when Israel left Gaza.
What am I going to do with this
guy? The problem with Cenk is Cenk
Rabbi Shmuley,
let Cenk finish the point he was making, then you can respond.
Yeah, look, so this constant excuse that the Israeli right wing has of Hamas made me do it. Oh, if it wasn't for Hamas, I wouldn't have to kill Palestinian children over 12,000 children now killed by Israel. By Israel, not Hamas, over 21 to 25,000 women and children killed by Israel, not Hamas. And then they go, well, Hamas made us murder your children, made us murder your women. No, they didn't. You did that. You chose to do that. IDF has now killed 25 to 30 times the number of innocent people that Hamas did. So if you think that's terrorism, what Hamas did, and I do, and I've said it now clearly 200 times, then what Israel and IDF has done is 25 times the terrorism that Hamas has done. And that's a stone cold fact. Go ahead and make any excuses, any ad hominems you like, because every time you talk, Rabbi Shmuley, you make Israel look worse, not better. Go ahead.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Rabbi Shmuley, I would say
thank
you, that on
Pierce,
that.
Pierce, may I respond?
Yes, you can. I'm going to make one point, which is.
Okay, thank you.
When you appeared last time, we did get a lot of people on the Israeli side, Jewish people, who said you don't reflect their opinions about this. I mean, are you aware that you're a polarizing figure amongst your own community?
Oh, I love the fact that we Jews are a democratic society, democratic community, and democratic Israel. I love it. I love when I get criticism. I learn more from my critics than I do from the people that like me. It's people like Cenk who support people like Erdogan in Turkey, who's a tyrant, who squashes all dissent, and there isn't one Arab democracy. I invite criticism. Pierce, let's just be clear. My problem with Cenk is not personal. Cenk, if I said anything personal, please overlook my shortcomings. I will tell you something. My problem with you, Cenk, is that, respectfully, You don't know any history whatsoever. You didn't hear the Civil War. I've never debated an American who didn't know what the Civil that war.
Of course, I know what the Civil War is.
Wait a moment. It's my turn. It's my turn.
He called Senator Schumer anti-Semitic earlier.
When Cenk says that the reason Hamas came to power was because of the occupation, the rank ignorance. Israel withdrew in 2005. There was a United States-sponsored election in 2006 in Gaza that was open and free. The Palestinian Authority, run by Mahmoud Abbas and Yasser Arafat, had just left the scene. They ran against Hamas. There was a power-sharing agreement, and Hamas murdered their fellow Palestinians and threw them off of roofs. They came to power through a democratic election that the United States insisted upon. There is no open-air concentration camp. And what you just said, that Israel killed 12,000 children and they killed them all, Hamas uses them as human shields. They are their bulletproof vest. This is a blood libel. This is rank anti-Semitism that we have suffered for 2,000 years. And Cenk, if you're too afraid to debate me, next time say no, or at least read a Wikipedia page, for God's sake.
Cenk, what I would say, just on that point about human shields, the Israeli military said today it's taking control of the Al-Shifa hospital in Gaza City. Troops came under fire from hospital buildings, 80 people detained, others killed, including Hamas terrorists. There seems little doubt that Hamas has used places like hospitals as a kind of collective human shield, does it?
No. Okay, that's absurd. So let me explain why. So, again, this guy, he claims he knows history, has a perverted, only one-side version of history. Earlier, he called Senator Schumer anti-Semitic. That's the most outrageous, absurd thing I've ever heard from the most senior Jewish leader in America.
I never said any such thing. That's invention.
Okay.
You
could re-roll the tape.
Okay. Don't invent.
Okay.
Don't invent.
Okay.
I said that he was serving as Biden's core Jew. I never said he was an anti-Semite.
Shmuley's defense of every atrocity and war crime of Israel is anti-Semite. And you ruined it, Shmuley, because there are real anti-Semites out there, especially now, including Candace Owens, who attacked you unfairly, and I actually defended you, okay? But when you use it to justify the war crimes of a government, you do more damage than you help. So please stop, okay? And that's why your own community is telling you, please stop. So you pretend like I'm some giant fan of the Turkish government or other governments, etc. But as a Turk, it's so easy for me to criticize the Turkish government.
Do you support Erdogan?
Because it has nothing to do with being Turkish.
Will you condemn what Erdogan has done to the country of your birth?
He won't ever stop interfering. So let me answer Piers' question. So Piers, they're attacking a hospital now, and I read it this morning. They've got snipers killing anyone that crosses a window. Well, how do you know if they're patients, doctors, hostages, or Hamas? Even if you think Hamas is in the hospital, which, by the way, the IDF has never proven that in any other hospital raid that they have done. Every one of their pieces of propaganda has turned out to be a lie, disproven every single time.
Did you just say hospital
even
rape?
Hold on,
did
can
you just
you let
say
me
rape?
Finish? Piers, I gotta go.
Did
this
you
guy
say
won't
that
let me
Jews
finish the
rape?
Sentence.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna move to what you just alluded to, Cenk, which is this issue with Candace Owens. Because as you just said, and to my surprise, you've actually supported the rabbi about this. I want to play a clip. This is Candace Owens, who has accused you, Rabbi Shmuley, of being unholy, partly because of the kosher sex empire that you are part of. Let's take a look.
There is just a very small ring of specific people who are using the fact that they are Jewish to shield themselves from any criticism. It's food for thought, right? And I think, again, there have been enough people that are speaking out about a ring in Hollywood, also a ring potentially in D.C., that we should start to ask those questions. All of us, Black, Spanish, Jewish, Chinese, Japanese, all Americans should want answers, because this appears to be something that is quite sinister.
So that was what she said generally about Hollywood being run by a Jewish gang. But then she said this specifically about you.
What are you going to do next? You're going to kill me? Are you going to kill me because I refuse to kowtow to you, because I'm not fearful of you? And I think it's weird that you and your daughter are promoting and selling sex toys. That's why I deem you an unholy rabbi, because the industrialization of sex is harmful to our society everywhere. I don't care if you call it kosher sex. You're selling butt plugs on the internet. You gross me out. You disgust me. I am a better person than you, and I do not fear you. Because as I said, you don't have the ability or the strength to fracture the relationships between me and the Jewish community.
Rabbi Shmuley, your response to that?
First of all, saying that I would fracture Candace Owens, who is the queen of American anti-Semites' relationship with the Jewish community, she is being condemned.
She emphatically denies being anti-Semitic.
Well, one second. She can deny that. Let's just go through it. She defended Kanye West's love of Hitler repeatedly. She says that Israel is guilty of a genocide, just like Cenk Uygur. You know, by the way, Cenk, you and I should have a beer sometime. Maybe you'll understand why Jews are so
protective. Get his name right. His name is Cenk Uygur. I told you three times now.
I'm sorry, Cenk Uygur. I apologize. We should have a beer sometime. Because we Jews are tired of the lies that we're murderers. I'm killing Candace Owens. And by the way, I've noticed something very interesting, not with Cenk, but with Mohammed Hijab, who I debated on your show, and now with Candace Owens. They have an obsession with Jewish sex. It's a perverted obsession. First of all, she says that the First Lady of France has male genitalia and testicles and says as a man. She said that she would stake her whole reputation on that last week. But it's the Jews. I'm a child of divorce. The big problem of marriage today is not novelty items that might bring passion back to a monogamous relationship so it's no longer monotonous. The big problem with marriage is adultery. It's husbands who are addicted to porn. It's people like Candace Owens who sex shame people who want to have an erotic, passionate marriage. And the fact that Candace Owens is calling Jews in Hollywood murderers who are running a sex ring, which she said, in order to blackmail black artists and get them having sex with children so that they can blackmail them and shake them down with pedophilia. Listen, she's having a psychotic breakdown in public, and it's tragic. But why does her psychotic breakdown have to come out in the form of a blood libel against Jews, that Jews are murderers? Why doesn't she hate Mennonites? Why doesn't she hate Mormons?
All right.
Why doesn't
Buddhists? Look, given that, Cenk, you raised Candace Owens before I did, what is your view of this?
Yeah, this is actually a very important topic, because unlike Candace Owens and Rabbi Shmuley, I make a giant, and I hope everybody does, make a giant distinction between the right-wing government of Israel and Jews across the world. Those are two very, very different things. So if you criticize Israel, Shmuley will say you're anti-Semitic. And if you say, hey, they have killed over 12,000 children, which is just a fact, it's a literal fact that the whole world agrees on, he will say it's blood libel. But no, but that's
not
the government.
A fact.
We have
it's
to be able to criticize
Name
the government.
Name one source.
Hold on.
Name one source that isn't Hamas. It's not a fact.
He's actually about
it's
to defend
fact.
You, I think.
You can't so just blood libel the Jews.
Cenk speak.
There is not one source that says that except for Hamas.
Let him speak.
No, he said the whole world. I want to know one source. Is it
let
the New York
speak.
Times? Is it Newsweek? Is it Time? Who said the Jews killed 12,000 Jews, children of Hamas in Gaza? Name one source.
Literally every news organization. Literally every
name
news
one.
Organization
name one. Since
in
it's
the
every,
world.
Name one.
New
name
York Times,
one.
CNN, human rights groups, World United Nations, every
that
single organization says...
That is a complete lie. The New York Times said they are quoting
okay,
Hamas
right.
figures. You are lying
yeah,
through
yeah,
your teeth.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
they never
yeah,
said
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
quote
yeah.
the date.
No, no,
quote the
okay,
date.
I know.
He said every
the
news source you can't name
the
one.
Actually, for the record, multiple respectable news agencies around the world and news organizations have all said that the number of children killed in Gaza is at least as many as 10,000, probably 12,000. It may be more.
Quoting Hamas figures or quoting independently verified?
Yeah. Quoting the Hamas-run Palestinian Hamas health
yes,
authority.
I know. Okay, so quoting Hamas. So
yeah,
at least
yeah.
say that.
Okay.
Fair enough.
But they are accepted,
Hamas says the Jews killed,
independent organizations. Anyway, Cenk, you were about to say
no,
something about
nobody
the Candace.
Nobody accepts Hamas figures.
I would like to ask Cenk about the Candace Owens
figures.
Thing. Cenk.
Okay, so Candace Owens' critique of Israel is perfectly legitimate, although I hate to say that about anything Candace Owens says. But when she turns to the other topic and she starts talking about a ring of Jews inside America that control the media or politics, that is as anti-Semitic as it gets. That is anti-Semitic trope 101, right? There's no excuse for it. It's not remotely true. And by the way, you have to be a moron to believe things like that.
And on the specific point, Cenk, about the her saying that Rabbi Shmuley is unholy because of the kosher sex empire, what do you think of that?
Oh, Oh, I couldn't care less about that. I don't care if he's holy or unholy or what he does with his sex toys. I don't care at all. That is not at all germane to the topic. What is germane is do not attack Jews because of the government's actions in right. Israel. Do not make assumptions about them. That is insanity, and it is totally wrong.
Okay.
At the same time, you don't get to hide behind, well, Israel's a Jewish state, so we can kill anyone we like. No, that is terrible for the Jews. Don't do that.
Do you really think we want to kill anyone we want?
Okay, I want to be joined
now.
Hang on, Rabbi Shmuley, we're being a bit more reasonable here. Rabbi Shmuley, you're going to like this because we're going to be joined by another member of your family, your daughter, Chana, who runs Kosher Sex
anyway,
in Jerusalem.
Anyway, but Cenk, thank you for saying that. Can I just thank Cenk for saying that? Thank you for saying that, Cenk.
Yeah, he was being supportive,
But we Jews don't want to kill everybody, by the way.
But we're being joined now by Chana, who is your daughter. Chana, thank God we've got you calm things down here. You run Kosher Sex in Jerusalem. The allegation from Candace Owens is that your father is unholy for being associated with this business. Your response?
My response is, first of all, Candace Owens, I don't take anything she says seriously. She'll say anything for attention. She knows nothing about Judaism, and she knows nothing about sex, clearly. In Judaism, sex is the holiest act that two people can engage in, especially within the confines of marriage. And that's what we set out to do with Kosher Sex. This was a book that my dad wrote 25 years ago, and he wrote it to enhance marriage and to make it exciting and to use Jewish wisdom to keep couples connected. And I took those ideas 25 years later because sex had only taken more of a hit. Like my dad said, endless porn addiction, infidelity. People have lost the ability to connect. And the worst part is, in my opinion, is the rates of loneliness. I think that people are desperately, very tragically lonely these days. And to be shamed for wanting to connect with your spouse when you're married for 20 years and want to keep it hot and want to keep it sexy.
China,
Judaism is all about that.
What are your biggest selling product lines?
Getting into the biggest selling product. Well, Candace actually, I mean, it's funny. She supports and defends Andrew Tate, who just got arrested again for sex trafficking. But she called these oils that I just came out with, these beautiful arousal lubricants that are made in Israel in the Holy Land, that are specifically meant to be used between couples to enhance the sexual experience, to make it more exciting, to make sex more pleasurable, last longer. And she called me, my dad, and these products filth. One word to millions of people, filth. So, I forgot the question. What did you ask?
Well, no, you answered the question. That's obviously one of your biggest selling lines. But Rabbi Shmuley,
just making sure I'm asking the question. I don't want to get, yeah.
Rabbi Shmuley, just finally, I mean, do you think there is something unholy about this, or is sex the ultimate example of good holiness?
I think that sex is the ultimate form of validation because it makes you feel desirable. It makes you feel that even when you don't have the accoutrements of Gucci or fancy clothing, that your very body, your essence, is desirable. And the greatest, the tragedy of marriage today is the loss of erotic desire. It's where husbands and wives become best friends and they're no longer lovers. The average American marriage has sex 7 minutes a week, I kid you not, which includes the time the husband spends begging. 7 minutes of sex is not going to be enough for you to feel that you are more than the mother of children, but you're actually still a woman. But notice that medieval Christianity really thought that sex was only procreative and that sex is only to have babies. And she's always talking about that. But anyone who actually wants to feel that sex is fulfilling, that your erotic needs are catered to by your wife, by your husband, so you don't have to go to Pornhub or anything like that. We are weaning people off of that, and we're saving marriages.
Final
and by
question
the way, I want to say
this.
One final thing to all the
All right, I was going to ask you, how much money do you make from this?
Well, you know, not enough. The Kosher Sex book sold
very
well.
Chana, how much money do you make?
No,
so listen,
this is
my company.
Yeah. Chana, how much do we make on Kosher Sex? I got 9 kids, so I got to...
Rabbi Shmuley, you could interrupt Cenk and me. You can't interrupt your own daughter.
To help people...
Okay, I apologize.
Chana, how much money do you make?
Can I leave?
Yeah. You want me to tell you how much money I make?
Yes, from the sex stuff.
I mean, I make a living, thank God.
Well, millions? Or what are we talking here?
God willing.
No, no, I can say clearly. I can say clearly. I don't make anything from it. Zero, nothing.
Okay.
And Khanna's building the company.
Finally, Cheng.
It needs to grow, and this is great exposure. Thank
you. Okay, Cheng, we've talked a lot of controversial stuff and had a vigorous debate, as always, but can we end on a point of agreement here? Do you see anything in the kosher sex business that aligns to your world values?
I couldn't care less. I'm just mainly looking forward to leaving now. So, no, I don't care about this topic at all. I don't care what he does with his dildos. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Dildos? Where did dildos come up? Did someone say dildos?
I don't care.
Like, you see, this is...
I don't know what you do.
But why did
care.
You bring it up? Wait, Cheng, I just praised you for being one of those rare people who accuse Jews of genocide.
Can I please leave?
Aren't
I don't
the Jewish
know what
bedroom,
sex toys
and you bring
sell.
Up Jewish dildos?
Okay, we are going to release. We are going to.
What sex toys you sell?
Oh my God!
We are going to release Cheng now.
Why are
Cheng,
you bringing
thank you
up
very
sex?
Much
you know,
indeed.
You know, this is the thing.
Now he wants
okay,
to be.
Well, you know, I got to.
We got to leave
can
it.
Can I answer my question to Cheng? Can I answer the question to Cheng?
Guys,
Cheng,
we've got to go. I'm
let's
sorry.
Let's have a beer sometime.
We've run out of time. Let's all
okay.
have a beer
let's
and talk about...
Let's have a beer sometime. Jews
holy,
are not murderers.
Holy sex,
make
lubricants and dildos.
War,
why not? Can I thank my panel? Cheng, thank you as always very much. Chana, thank you for joining us from Jerusalem. Rabbi Shmuley, thank you very much indeed. I appreciate it.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project... there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.